Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. And we're having a little bit of a discussion about some spring things on the grill. But before we get to that, Father's Day is coming up in early June. We're not that far away. And Bob, you've invited one of our longtime friends of the show back to talk to us about an upgrade to his products that he sells.
That's right. And right now we have Top, or his actual name is Thomas Lindsley, but in the Army they called him Top. Hua.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Tom Lindsley, we met way back when we started helping out with Operation Injured Soldier. And you and Pamela, we worked with, and I follow her on Facebook, and Operation Injured Soldiers is still just a fantastic program for injured soldiers.
What a special group they are.
Yeah, it is. And I swore this summer I'd do something for them, and I haven't.
Well, they helped us out with our GI barbecue.
They did that too. But we did that fishing trip where we came out into Saugatuck and took all the vets out there. That was nice. That was awesome. So anyway, Tom Top here came up with a real brainstorm, and he came up with a sling. Tell us about it.
Well, thanks, Bob, Randy. I'm lucky enough to have a really cool little operation in Allegan. Simply put, we are gunsling makers of a very unique type of a product. But first, our name is Cold Steel Tactical. We've been building them in Allegan for about 5 years now. And about 3 to 4 months ago, we came to the opportunity to open a storefront right downtown in what was a jewelry store for a long time. So we took that opportunity, so we still build them, and now we have a place to let them go out the front, besides out the back.
That's awesome. And you're having a grand opening coming up.
May 25th,
May
Saturday.
25th, okay. So picture this. Hold up your hand. Here's the big old grilling mitt. And
your right hand, so the thumb's oriented
yeah,
properly.
That's right. Oh, my gosh, I ended up in Kentucky again. So we're down in the towards Lake Michigan on the lower part of the fat part of your palm. And if that doesn't tell you where to go, just pull out your phone. It's right. Called Allegan, Michigan.
Yeah.
So I guess you can't hold your hand up and show somebody where you live on the radio like you can in person.
Well, it was a good visual. You just needed some coaching.
Yeah.
So, Tom, a gunsling, why would somebody want one of those? It's to help transport the weapon when you're out in the field, right?
Transport, that's a good term. Another one I like to use is to simply secure the weapon. Weapon security, gun control, I dig gun control. I have total control of my gun because I either have it hooked on me in a holster, or that long gun is secured to my body some way or another, either to offer me rest and comfort while carrying or to hang on me the way I want.
Well, yeah, and here's the deal. If you're going to if you have your weapon with you a long time, I mean, it just gets heavy. Even if it's a lighter weapon, if you don't have to physically be constantly controlling it with both hands, you're going to be better off. You might need binocs. Like, I have a nice sling on my Henry 4570 that Henry sent us, and I love that sling, and it's just a leather, but it's a gorgeous leather, embroidered, or, you know, monogram.
Embossed,
yeah. And because that gun's heavy.
Right.
And I my Sako, my 270, I always have my sling on my shoulder. I don't need to carry my gun all the time in the ready position.
Well, what is a sling? But a strap between two points. It can be as simple as a rope tied one end to the other, or something that has features to it.
So yours really came from the concept of the M16 M4 platform, the AR-15 platform, the tactical weapon platform, so you can carry your semi, and you can do a single point or a double point.
Well, that's true. As I was mentioning, the only difference between a rope and this sling, or any gun sling, are the features of the sling itself. And what are the features of a sling that a rope doesn't have? It should have some adjustability, should have some comfort, should have maybe survival speed features. We'll talk about that in a second. And options on connections and use. There are one-point slings. There are two-point slings. There are both one- and two-point combo slings and three-pointers. We pretty much work all of those types of products into our trademark design is the incorporation of the braid and the weave that we put together with paracord around a bungee core that gives it a great deal of comfort.
That's the cool thing. So it's a braided paracord, and if you don't know what a paracord is, your kids might have a bracelet made out of paracord or something
right.
like that.
And unlike a survival bracelet, which is cool but gone when you use it,
right.
because of the bungee that's within the core of this sling, that paracord can all come off, every bit of it, and your sling still functions exactly the way it did before because of the bungee inside. So you can build your raft or build your shelter and still secure your weapon.
So why would someone want a paracord?
From a paracord product sling, primarily it's the... Well, there's a coolness feature to it, too.
Sure.
There's the survival feature to it.
That's what I'm hitting on. What would you use it for survival?
For survival. Well, first, assuming that you have a survival incident on this sling, you can take all of that paracord off. There's about 95 feet of paracord in there, 550-pound, high-spec, good stuff. And use your imagination. What can you do with 100 feet of cord? And you can reuse that used cord in various means.
You mentioned one of them. You said shelter.
Shelter, raft, tie up your food in a tree, tie your friend to the tree so the bear gets him and you get away.
yeah. Or I'm thinking, how about tie some splints on somebody's leg because they broke their leg?
Oh, your imagination.
If you're going out west and you got to hike all day or you're on horseback, and the bear thing is true.
Hook it onto your buddy's belt loop and drag him behind the horse because he can't walk anymore.
Well,
let
grizzly
that,
bait.
Let that survival incident happen. Tell us about it and live through the thing, please.
Right.
We'll give you a new sling because of it, if it happens to survive. No, please, let's not forget who builds these products.
There you go.
These slings are handmade in the southwest Michigan, primarily Allegan and Kent County, by near a dozen mostly vets. A good share of them have combat experience, and a few of them are Purple Heart vets. Every sling that's sold benefits a soldier or his family by $6.
This is the coolest sling you'll ever lay your eyes on, and you're selling them all over the world now. In 5 years, we've watched you blossom. Your store is in Allegan, Michigan, and your grand opening is May 25th.
Yes, it is. May 25th.
How do they find you?
Well, it's 106 Locust Street. You can find us on our website at coldsteeltactical.com.
Nice.
And on Facebook, we are The Survivor Sling. Cold Steel Tactical.
Cool. And this is your brainchild.
On a bet, I started this a long
time ago. I'm so proud of you for that. To me, it's just the coolest product.
We got lucky, Bob.
When you talk about tactical.
Some luck involved, but it's well planned.
Now, Tom is
well designed.
Tom is a career Army man. Rumor has it you were in a tank some of the time.
I was fortunate enough to be a member of a tank crew off and on in various capacities for 22 years.
Yeah.
Best job I ever had.
Yeah.
My ears, I lost my ears, but what a great way to go, you know.
Yeah, right.
yeah.
So, Tom, what is one of these retail for if somebody wants to buy one just so they got perspective?
Well, this sling retails for $100 in some 20 stores in Michigan. There's $5 off in my store, but I'd also like to let vets, active duty, and any military personnel know this sling is for sale in the PX online at $21 off of any of our prices.
Wow.
The PX online.
Yeah.
The Survivor
Sling. And if you don't know it, if you're a vet, you can now shop in any AFES facility.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. You need your DD-214, so bring it.
Go to the PX online, and there's instructions on how to get ready.
There you go.
All right. Tom, that's very cool. Thanks for making time
for
us, brother. Coming up next, we're going to go to a seafood and American grill out east on the coast, and we're going to talk a little bit about grilling some gills.
Sounds good.
Stick with us. We'll be back.